These are today's headlines and top stories from the Miami Herald.
Good morning. Here are the top five stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. Expect more rain as the week progresses, and temperatures in the mid-80s. Let's get things started with real estate. More snowbirds are expected to flock to South Florida in the coming winter season because of Hurricane Ian on the Gulf Coast. These seasonal residents should expect to pay higher rents in Miami-Dade and Broward counties due to stronger demand for a tight supply of homes. Local residents can expect stiffer competition to buy or rent homes in a South Florida market where affordable homes have been hard to find during the pandemic. In food news, a new Italian restaurant has opened up in the heart of Midtown Miami, and the focus is on Aperol Spritzers. Italica Midtown has a bar dedicated to the popular orange herbal liqueur, usually mixed with sparkling water or another carbonated beverage. Solids are also the big draw. Like its sister restaurant in Aventura, the Miami location offers a menu of traditional Mediterranean-inspired food. Italica Midtown is at 3201 Northeast 1st Avenue. For more on where to go around town, go to miami.com. In business news, we're seeing more self-checkout lines at big box stores, and now they are opening at Publix supermarkets in Florida. More than half of the chain's 1,300 stores have self-checkout lanes. Publix's new self-checkout lanes accept only digital or credit card transactions, no cash. Store associates stand near the machines to assist customers, as you would also see at your nearby Target, Walmart, and other chains with the feature. In higher education news, the next president of Florida International University could cash in an annual base salary ranging from $600,000 to $700,000. If it ends up being interim president Kenneth Jessel, that could mean a bump in his current pay of up to 39%, or roughly $200,000. On top of the salary, the next president could also collect an annual performance-based bonus and other benefits. And finally, on TV, Marcelo Rodriguez made his debut on Saturday Night Live, and his hometown of Miami couldn't be more proud. The local comedian joined longtime cast member Colin Jost on Weekend Update to provide his hysterical take on how Latin baseball players differ from American ones. Hernandez began his bit by smacking the iconic desk, occupied by such comedy legends as Chevy Chase, Dennis Miller, and Tina Fey. Rodriguez is the former creative director for Only in Dade, a popular site that highlights the good, the bad, and the funny side of Miami. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to MiamiHerald.com, and stay healthy.
This has been today's headlines and top stories from the Miami Herald.